Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Think of what Jesus said. Come to me, all who are weary, in that case, all who are weary and burdened. There's this sense. And come implies that the Lord is saying, I'm here and you're there. You're in a place where I don't care what you do, you will never deal successfully with that thirst that's happening on the inside. You're in a place that I've allowed you to be in this place. I've allowed you to feel the need, and you're trying in your own wisdom, your own effort, to try to fix it, and it ain't going to happen. I've got a different plan. And I feel like the Lord wants us to experience this more than we do, because this is not theory. You know, like Ben was saying this morning, we can talk about the theory of how salvation works and what God's done for us, but He wants us to literally have that. I need something to feed my spirit. Do you? I need something that can literally inject nourishment into that inside part that nobody else sees. And here he calls on us, for example, to do the things that Doug was talking about this morning. How do I do that? That's not in me to do that. I wasn't born with the ability to be that person. But it's not just some, okay, boom, I've got it. Is there any way that somebody here can just eat one magical meal and then on the strength of that go the rest of your life and just do great things? Be a wonderful athlete, be a great, you know, weightlifter or whatever. That's all you need is that one great meal. No, we got to have regular, we got to eat on a pretty regular basis, don't we? There's a cycle. It's kind of like that with the Lord, isn't it? So this come is not just a one-time thing and then, hey, we got it. This is something where the Lord is saying every time that there's a need, there's something going on the inside, and you're feeling, oh God, I need something. Lord, I'm thirsty. What's help me through this circumstance that I'm facing? God, I need you. And what does He say? He says, come. You're over there trying to wrestle with the issues of your life. Come. Come, I have what you need. Come to the waters. And you who have no money, now this is one of the best parts. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Praise God. The Lord's not even saying, hey, come work for it. Come earn it. I wonder how many of God's children wrestle with this part of it. Okay, I'm in need. I even messed up. I'm in this place of thirst and hunger. My spirit needs something, but I just can't go right now. I've got to sort of earn my way back into His favor, and then maybe He'll help me. I'll tell you, aren't you glad we serve a God who knows where we're at? Knows our need, knows what we've got to have to nourish this inner person that He's put in here. And He doesn't say, come earn it. The price has been paid. The price for every need that exists in my heart and in my life was paid when they laid those stripes on my Savior. Every lie that I've ever told, every thought I've ever had that's been wrong and against Him, there was a stripe that was laid on my Savior because of that. And He invites me to come. He says, look at what I did on the cross. I'm not asking you to come and fix yourself so I'll accept you. I'm asking you to come and let me feed your soul. I have what you need. You can try to feed yourself off of the things this world offers. It will never, ever take care of the need, will it? And I'm so thankful it's without money and without cost. And then he says, then why do you spend your money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Obviously, again, he's not talking about physical food. He's talking about the striving of the human spirit for meaning and for something that will quiet this restlessness. Doesn't he say, the wicked are like the troubled sea which cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There's no peace, saith my God to the wicked. Of course, you say, well, that's not me. I'm not wicked. I'll tell you what. We have this idea in a human society that, you know, we know who wicked people are. They do really outwardly bad things. If we could see ourselves the way the Lord allowed Isaiah to see himself, being caught up in seeing the purity and the power of the Lord, all of a sudden he'd realize, I'm no different. Have you ever told a lie? You ever taken anything that wasn't yours? You ever had an angry thought, a lustful thought? And you can go on down the list of things that rule over this world. You ever had any of those things? Where did they come from? If you were judged by those things, by that standard, would you be innocent or guilty? I need a Savior. I need a Savior. Praise God. Praise God for the heart that knows my need and loves me anyway. And he loves you. He loves everyone here. I believe that's his heart that he wants you to get. Not the technicalities of what the Scripture says, but the heart that's behind it. The heart that looks at you right where you're at is aware of the needs that you have, not just in your body, but on the inside. He knows whether you're a struggling believer or someone who hasn't really come to know him yet. He cares about you, and he's done everything necessary to meet that need. There's life that he offers. Praise God. You know, we think about food even. There's more than I need than just simply chemicals. I mean, we think of substances, vitamins and minerals and all those kinds of things. But I'll tell you, it's the living substances of things that are in food, that are in good food. I need the life that's there. It imparts something to this body that this body needs. I need life, folks. Again, I don't need simply better information as to how to manage my own affairs. I don't need God to come and fix me so I can live my life on my terms. I need him to come and inject real life into my inner spirit. Because without it, I am a dying soul. There is no hope beyond the judgment. I'll tell you what, God is faithful. But anyway, so why do you spend money? You who are struggling and trying to find your way, why do you waste your effort and all the focus of your life on something that can never, ever scratch that itch that you've got on the inside? God has better for you and for me. And here's his voice crying out to a people, most of whom had turned away and were walking away from his love and his mercy. But he knew that there were a people. I believe there's people today. We're in an era. We're in a time when darkness is overtaking the world, but God is reaching out. There's a harvest. There's a people that he is gathering in this hour. I want to be one of those people. But if I'm going to navigate this, it's not just a matter of knowing what's going on and knowing what's right and wrong. I need life. I need to realize that I don't just need information. Like I say, I need to literally eat something. Just like my body needs food that I chew up and I swallow, I need something that I can receive into my inner being that will nourish me and change me and help me. Anybody here? Yeah. Well, that's what he offers. And he offers it to people who are in such a state where they don't even realize it. They're watching the world and watching it unfold and struggling. Their nature is crawling, is driving them to try to satisfy that thing. And the Lord says, come, I've got what you need. Stop trying to find it some other way. Come to me. So then he adds a dimension to that. Come is wonderful, is one thing. But it's interesting what he says after that. And I think this actually captures the Hebrew pretty well. Listen, listen, because the word is there twice. You remember that message we had several years ago on peace, peace? Well, this is listen, listen. The Lord just doesn't say listen. He says, listen, listen. I want to get your attention. And you know the difference between listening and hearing, right? I could hear something. But to actually benefit from it, I need to listen to it and take it in and agree with it and so that it becomes a part of me. I mean, you could go to the best buffet in the world. If all you did was to go out and sniff it and maybe even taste it and admire it, that wouldn't do you much good, would it? But God wants us to not only come to Him, but realize He's got something He wants to give to us that will sustain us. Now remember the word we have so often quoted where the Lord was trying to teach the people, man doesn't only live by bread. Yes, you've got to have something to sustain your body. That's not what, you need more than that. What do you need besides that? Every word that proceeds, present tense, out of the mouth of God. I've got to have something. I've got to have God speak to me, basically. And it's not some magical experience, but there is a way that God has of communicating with a willing heart. And listen means, I got my ears. I'm stretching out my ears. It's almost like you hear a whisper, somebody whisper, and you don't quite get it, and you want to lean forward and make sure you get it. This is God saying, I'm looking for a people who are so desiring me, so aware of their need of me, that they are literally putting forth they're making a choice. They're making a deliberate choice to say, God, I need to hear you. I need what you're telling me, and I want what you're telling me. I agree with it even before I know what it is. Ooh, that takes a heap of grace, doesn't it? Because we are so self-willed, so self-reliant. And God wants us to come to that place where we realize, you haven't got what it takes, not for my purposes, but I do, and I love you, and I care about you. And I'm going to tell you the truth, even when it hurts. But I'm going to tell you what will heal you. You know, I'm talking about this, the needs that exist, the thirst. How many people are, we've talked about this before, how many people are nursing wounds on the inside? How many people are struggling in certain areas and then you come in with a smile and everything's just wonderful and fine? But inside, there are needs. There are things you haven't been able to get over. Things you're struggling. Oh, how is this going to work out? I'm dealing with this. What am I? God wants to do something about that.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685 Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.